Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. Focus. That's the focus for today. And unfortunately, focus is a diminishing resource. In an age of endless pings, alerts, nonstop connectivity, relentless digital stimulation, focus, the ability to concentrate on what truly matters, is becoming very rare. What was once a stable capacity for sustained attention now feels very fragile. For many of us, focus is no longer a default state. It has to be practiced. Multiple studies and analysis suggest that human attention spans are shrinking. Long-term research shows that people spend less time on any one digital task before shifting their attention somewhere else. Research from the University of California, Irvine, has documented repeated, measurable decreases in uninterrupted attention time in digital environments. Social media and many other facets of modern life are destroying our ability to concentrate. And that reflects the changing conditions far beyond our own willpower. We live in what some call the interruption age, where multitasking and what researcher Linda Stone defined as continuous partial attention is the norm. Continuous partial attention refers to the state of continuously dividing your focus, scanning for new information or notifications, often motivated by fear of missing out or the desire to stay connected. Scientific studies published in Frontiers of Cognition and other similar journals show that frequent context switching and digital multitasking are directly linked to diminished attentional control, reduced working memory capacity, and lower cognitive performance. None of those things are good. Those are all reducing our ability to be productive and to be successful. Studies published in scientific reports show that simply having a smartphone nearby, even if it's powered off, reduces available working memory and task performance. Isn't that interesting? Research published in 2024 on short-form video usage found that addictive behavioral patterns toward rapid mobile content correlated with weaker executive functioning and lower self-control in the brain. Let me interpret that for you. Basically, what that means, the more that we allow our limbic system, our emotional system in our brain, to just enjoy scrolling and enjoy short-form videos, the more it's going to decrease the executive functions in your brain. That's where we do our higher thinking, our cognitive processing, problem solving, abstract thinking, strategic thinking, those really important thinking functions. And neuroscientists also point to the way that modern digital architecture is set up. Infinite scrolling, notifications, and reactive messaging cues, they are intentionally built systems for capturing your attention. One of my children call it doom scrolling. And you just go through all of this, you scroll, all of a sudden 30 or 45 minutes have gone by. And you're going, what am I doing? This isn't productive. It's okay to take some time away, but you have to be thoughtful about, are you diminishing your focus muscle when you're doing those things? Researchers across multiple disciplines now are arguing that attention is being competed for, extracted, and monetized, not just lost through personal weakness. So what does this mean in real life? Well, let me give you a few stories. Story number one, Maria, small business owner. Maria runs a small wellness studio. She begins every day intending to update her website, plan class instructions, and develop new program offerings. But each time she checks her phone, she sees messages, notifications, schedule changes, and trending updates. She responds quickly, believing she's being responsible. By noon, she has handled 20 small tasks, none of which meaningfully advance her business. Her strategic work remains undone. She feels as though she is busy all day, yet she hasn't built anything. She ends her week knowing she worked hard, but still didn't build the future of her business. Story number two, David's a corporate leader. David leads a team of five in a rapidly growing mid-sized organization. He wants to coach his team more, plan for Q2 operations, and improve culture. But his day is filled with interruptions, Slack messages, system alerts, meetings, and quick questions. David multitasks to keep up, thinking this shows efficiency. Instead, his thinking is shallow, his progress is fragmented, and long-term vision gets squeezed out. The urgent crowds out the important. He is productive, but he's not effective. Story number three, Jenna. She's an independent consultant. Jenna wants to grow her consulting practice, launch an online course, and expand her marketing presence. But she spends hours a day responding to clients, researching ideas, posting content, and answering messages. She is constantly reacting. At the end of each day, she feels drained, and yet realizes she has not advanced the work that will truly multiply her results. Scalable revenue, structured systems, intellectual property. Those important strategic initiatives are not getting done. Her attention is divided, and because she's capable, people consume her availability. Her growth stalls not from lack of ability, but from lack of protected focus. So we have to ask the question, what's driving the loss of focus? Across current cognitive psychology and behavioral science findings, several causes consistently come up. Technology ubiquity. Smartphones, platforms, messaging systems, and constant connection all tax our cognitive bandwidth, even when we're idle. Persistent interruptions. Notifications, badges, alerts, messaging threads, real-time response expectations, workplace chats, each creates micro attention drains. So then we have short-form consumption. Rapid content cycles train the brain to expect novelty and reward rather than concentrate. Multitasking disorder. Research repeatedly shows that task switching reduces cognitive performance, increases errors, and lowers problem-solving accuracy. Cognitive overload. When information channels outpace processing capacity, higher-level thinking collapses into reaction rather than reflection. I guarantee you, technology is advancing far faster than the human brain. Cultural normalization. We're expected to be reachable, responsive, aware, and engaged all of the time. That expectation itself becomes an additional tax on our capacity. Focus is a perishable skill. Focus behaves like physical strength. When used intentionally, it expands. When neglected, it decays. Human attention was formed in conditions requiring sustained engagement. Most modern environments promote fragmented awareness. This means protecting your focus is not optional, it's strategic. Let's talk about patterns and habits, the hidden enemy of focus. Habitual attention scattering happens through checking devices reflexively, searching for stimulation when you're occupied, letting external triggers dictate internal priorities, equating responsiveness with productivity, avoiding mental effort in favor of fast gratification. Over time, the brain learns that distraction is rewarded. This weakens sustained thinking, creativity, and long-range planning. What can we do about this? Let's look at some practices to reclaim our focus. Number one, reduce notification access. Turn off all but essential alerts. Create silent blocks daily. Batch your communication windows. This single adjustment alone increases productivity measurably. Number two, time blocking and priority sequencing. Here's some examples. Morning deep work block, midday administrative block, afternoon planning or review. At the beginning of the week, identify 1 to 3 non-negotiables. Everything else aligns to support those 3 non-negotiables. Here's a third thing you can do. Reduce context switching. Batch your tasks together. Scheduling, batch that together. All email in batches during the day, not just constant checking of email. Strategic thinking, keep that isolated. Set aside time just to do that. And sales follow-ups grouped. I have found in training hundreds of salespeople over the years and small business owners as they're doing business development efforts, it is best to set aside a limited amount of time to do those calls, do those follow-ups, then take a break. Refresh yourself, get back in a good mood, a good emotional environment so that you can continue on whatever the next priority sequence is. Multitasking creates invisible cognitive burn. Deep work compounds your results and your success. Number four, install accountability structures. Well, what do we mean by that? Weekly focus review, a stop doing list, calendar first prioritization, tracking meaningful output, not activity. This shifts from reactive mode to intentional execution. Number five, use restoration cycles. The field known as attention restoration theory demonstrates that exposure to natural environments improves cognitive restoration and it increases directed attention capacity. Short walks, visual breaks, mental resets prevent brain fatigue. Okay, why does all this matter? For small business owners, for leaders, for professionals, for salespeople, for entrepreneurs, focus determines whether you build or merely react, you multiply results or just maintain effort, you create intellectual property or you just repeat the same activity, you lead intentionally or you respond defensively. The modern economy rewards those who can do deep work even while others drown in their distraction. Focus is now a competitive advantage. Focus is diminishing not because people no longer value it, but because it is no longer protected. The world now competes aggressively for the attention needed to produce great work. Meaningful relationships are determined by how good your focus is. Are you fully present in the moment with other people? And also, your long-term success is directly related to the ability to focus. Focus has to be defended. It cannot simply be assumed. It won't maintain itself. When focus becomes intentional, structured, disciplined, safeguarded, people move from reactive behavior into high-value contribution. Focus is not just a cognitive skill. Focus is a stewardship choice. And in a distracted era that we live in, it is a differentiator with outsized returns. If you want your best success and satisfaction in life, then a discipline of focus has got to be a part of that. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at EQFit.